Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
What's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And guess what?
What?
We got a lot of messages.
Oh, yay!
Would you like to start with yours so Sarah monitors the Instagram.
The Instagram. I would love to.
I put you on the spot. You're like, yeah, I need to grab it.
You did, bitch. I was not prepared. Okay. I have no idea who it's from. Sorry. But
anywho.
He says, I want to apologize for this story, but an old wives' tale that I completely forgotten until you ladies were talking about them, and Sarah, you brought up pasta, is probably the most messed up one I had ever heard. Back in high school, around 2003, my friend's mom had said to my friend that the best love potion to get and keep a man is to put a little bit of her period blood into his food.
No.
Like spaghetti. To keep the blood hidden, and once a man gets a taste of that, it will keep him coming back for more. After I heard this, I thought about every meal I've ever had at his house and to make sure I have never eaten anything with red sauce.
That is awful.
He said, also, for the gender reveal of my son, we made a board of old wives' tales that tell the gender to see if ones would be true or false. Like, okay, if this happens, it's going to be
like, does it hang low or something?
Yeah, and he said most of them were actually surprisingly correct for his son.
Hmm.
Yeah, so he sent me are you getting headaches? If it's a no, it's probably going to be a girl. If it's a yes, it's probably going to be a boy. And like, if your heart rate's higher than 140 or lower than 140, so. That's so cool. I've never even seen like a little board like that you can make to try to guess.
That.
Yeah. But the whole period blood.
No, I feel like that's not the first time I've heard of that.
That is so crazy. That is some badass crazy thing.
We did get going on the whole old wives' tales thing. We did get a message because I kind of called him out because I feel like he probably knew some too, our compadre Caesar.
Oh, yeah, Caesar.
So this is señoritas, el compadre here. And back in the day, my mom would, quote unquote, help us sleep by putting Vicks Vapor Rub under our eyes.
Oh, no.
I feel like that probably because the burn makes you keep your eyes closed. And so that'll eventually get you to sleep.
That is brilliant.
Oh, God.
But I feel like that would just make me cry.
Yeah, I think that too.
Because it'd be like stinging, right?
Right. But I know I feel like this is probably true with most Latin American countries. But moms use Vicks Vapor Rub for everything.
Like cuts, bruises.
But just in general, like you're feeling a little, like I'm not really feeling all that great. Have you had put some Vicks on? Like, because it's always on our chest. And then we would also, like if we had a cold.
Oh, if you were sick, yeah.
We'd put it on our feet too. And we put socks on.
Oh, warm up maybe?
I guess. I don't know. I still do it to this day. But I hate putting my hand in there. So I just always I get my sock and like I wipe it on my foot and then put the sock on top.
Oh, I would not want it under my eyes though.
No. Okay. And says, also, Vicky, I had a cousin who would put powdered chili on a lemon because she thought doubling up would make ant flow go away. So I'm like, ha.
It is a thing.
At least I wasn't the only one who heard about this. I never tried it.
You never did it, though.
It's like, be safe and take care, ladies. Sarah, you suck for hating cats, but they do get hair all over the place. Yeah, like, I like kitten pictures and videos, and I think they're so adorable. But if they have hair on me, I lose my crap.
Like, it's the worst right now.
Cat or dog hair.
Oh, man.
I can't.
I'm cat sitting in it. I can't even, like, when I go home, because my boyfriend is so allergic, like, not only will me changing my entire outfit, even if I, like, shower and rinse off, because it's, like, still in my hair.
Uh-huh. You have thick hair.
And I have thick hair, and it bums me out because, like, I want to hang out with him, so I'll change, and I think I'm good, and then I'll, like, sit on him or something, and, like, 10 minutes later, he's, like, starting to sneeze, and I'm like, is it me? And he's like, he's trying to be nice about it. He's like, it's probably the smoke or whatever. And I'm like, it's definitely me.
You're going to have to like wrap your hair up in saran wrap and put a hat over it.
I know. Or get like a shower cap or something and just rock a shower cap.
It's like, why not? Nobody else is there.
Sorry, babe.
I can't do it either.
I know.
And the smoke isn't helping right now. So I hate it because they're like, oh, do you have the Rona? It's like, no, I swear to God, my throat hurts and I can't breathe because the smoke and I have asthma.
Oh, yeah. And the throat gets you. I feel like after, even if you're out in it for a little bit, you don't realize it until you come home.
Right.
And then you're like, oh.
I equate it to like when you take a big hit from a pong or something and just only hurts your chest.
Yeah.
It's just like your chest is super tight. That's what it feels like to me.
I was always super bad at taking bong hits. So.
Caesar also says, also sharing quote unquote toys. Hell no. If I had, you know, the guy version of a toy, I wouldn't let Migs use it and, you know, give it back. That's gross. So like, why would you share with a girl? And then we asked people, because we wanted to hear your humble brags. We want to hear, like, people doing awesome things, or if you wanted to brag about somebody else.
Yeah, Vicky had, like, a million of herself last week.
I know. I'm like, I needed to feel good. I needed some validation to prove that I'm not a garbage human being all the time. But he says, my humble brag is there was a homeless guy with a cat on First and Union, and I went to Target and bought the cat a bowl and a big bag of dry food for the cat. And then I gave...
You and these damn cats, Caesar.
Right. And then I gave homie $10, and he almost cried.
Oh, that's actually really, really sweet, especially because people love their animals.
Right.
So
a lot of times they'll make sure they are fed before they themselves get fed.
Which they should. You're going to be homeless and have an animal. You better take care of that animal to your best ability.
And we got a message on Monday that says, good morning, ladies, question mark.
Good morning.
I don't know who it was. So.
From mystery man or woman.
Right.
It's like, I hope you had a great morning on Friday or Monday, whatever day.
And then we did get one from our buddy, Michael, the musical trucker.
Michael!
And he says, hey, ladies, I need your help. I decided to try dating apps, but figuring out what to put in my bio is difficult. Any advice would be great. Thanks, Michael, the musical trucker.
Ooh, the dreaded
bio.
Bios. It's always, I mean, obviously there's pictures and bios, but pictures, number one, I feel like because that's what first, male, female, no matter how quote unquote shallow you are, that's the first thing. You need to have, I would say at least four pictures of yourself.
And if you're not really sure, don't post the same type of picture.
Do not, don't post all selfies. Don't post all mirror pics.
Right. At least, like, you can do one selfie. This is kind of like my ratio. At least do one selfie, one of me, like, full body.
Mm-hmm.
One of me, like, being me. Like, I have a picture that I used recently because I was trying an app just because we had talked about it on air because I wanted to see how the setup is. Mind you, it is a very nice app.
Oh.
It's called Kippo, and it's for gamers.
Oh, the game. Yeah.
But it's more for video gamers, so I'm trying to find, like, board games on there, and I can only find the app version of these board games, like, to add to it. But it's a very nicely designed app. And
good
so,
for the game. Well, they're gamers, so.
Right. Exactly. It should be a nicely designed app. Because I also did another one. And again, I'm just doing these to try them out. And it wasn't as well done.
Yeah, if it's not well done. And like for me, if I'm like, if I get frustrated with it or can't figure it out, you'll just give up and go to a different app.
Right, exactly. Like I tried the Metal app, which in Medal, not Metal.
Oh, I was going to say, because you're so hardcore.
No. Medal, because I like the idea of it and I was curious.
Do you give them like a gold or a bronze or a silver?
Not that kind of medal. Oh. It's not with 1D, it's 2Ds. It's even better.
Okay.
It's where you send a link to your friends and then they can swipe on people for you.
I would have so much fun with this. But honestly, like, do people trust their friends?
It's one of those things. Like, if there's one person, like, because you can say... Maybe later, like, you'll revisit them.
Okay.
Because most apps are like yes or no.
Yeah.
And that's it. This one lets you go, hey, you know, let me come back to this person. I don't know how I feel about it.
Like maybe
and it'll just kind of come back in rotation.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And so the ones that say yes, like, you know, obviously in your yes pile.
So there's not like a maybe folder and then you like actually check with your friend to see if they'd like them.
But like, I think the reason they do that is because if you say no to somebody and your friend does say yes, then I think it just still eliminates them because you flat out said no.
Oh.
But they can swipe on what they think who you would like or would like for you.
That is a lot. That's a little dangerous.
Right. And I tried it, but it's just, I don't feel like either there's not enough people that are on it or it's just not a really well done app.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it. So,
yeah, I've only seen a couple ads and I sent it to my best friend and she was having fun with it, but it's not really well done. So I'm not. Like, I've swiped on a bunch of people, she swiped on a bunch of people, and I don't get any notifications for it.
Oh, like if you've matched or anything? Yeah.
Yeah, like, it weird. Says you have no matches. And I'm like, what? Like,
no one matched me back.
But, like, you know, like, I also think nobody's really on it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't really see a whole lot of people on here in general. But
you rotate through it in like 20 guys. You're like, oh, I've already seen you.
But going on what you want to put in your bio. So I put pictures up on these two apps to kind of get
an
idea.
So you did a selfie.
A cute selfie face.
So face done. A full shot. Full body shot.
Uh-huh. I do one that's like... One that describes like my personality. So there's a picture of me sitting in a booster seat on a chair in a bar, like drinking whiskey.
That's amazing. It's I was thinking it would be like maybe one with a onesie on or something.
I've done that too, and I don't know what my fourth one was. Actually, I forgot. It might be a onesie one.
How do you feel about, because I just had this conversation with one of my friends who is now in a relationship but was a Tinder whore.
Tinder whore.
Like,
I'm trying to shut my phone.
like three dudes a week different.
Hell yeah.
Like Tinder slut. And she's like a little
get it,
old
girl.
She's an older lady, so I was like, I don't know how you do this.
Work it, girl.
But she said to one of our other friends, had a picture of me and her or something. Mm-hmm. And she said to never have other people in your pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and then I was like, well, what if like you think you're the hottest out of them all? No offense. You know, like if right. you're in like a group shot and you're like, I look the best. But, and she's like, no, because people get confused about who, which one is who. Especially and then you never know what someone else is going to like. So they even if you think you're the hottest, you might not be the hottest right. to whatever you're swiping on.
On top of the fact that, like, that's super disappointing when, you got the thing?
What's your password?
Yeah, it's, here, hold on.
Tell everyone.
And then...
Okay, I'm going to remember that forever.
Go for it.
Oh, you're cute.
So I did like a glammed up one.
Okay, actually, you have two glammed up ones.
Yeah, because I couldn't find another selfie like where it's just me looking normal.
You don't have any normal looking ones here. What I mean, you look like this, obviously.
Right.
But
no, I literally did the last one just because I couldn't think of another. I thought girl. I could put more pictures.
Yo, everyone. First picture, hella glammed, hella dolled up.
Hell
second
yeah.
picture, hella cute in a dress.
Pain in the grass.
Third picture was the funny one.
Yes.
But you still look really pretty.
Oh,
and then
thank you.
The fourth picture is the most model glam. Her mouth is like
it's
slightly
called,
open.
It's called the sparrow lips.
Are you? Oh, the sparrow. Yeah, they're not the duck lips, but they're the sparrow lips. Just and I feel like you're like slightly inhaling to get that little pouty look. And your makeup is fully done. Girl, these are all like glam.
Right, exactly.
Nice
but I was also not using it. Just throw it.
Yeah, remember last time and we messed
we broke everything up
when I threw your phone?
Anywho, but like the idea is like, yeah, do one of what you normally look like. That's not a good example right there.
Yeah.
Like the last
I mean,
one.
Vicky, you're beautiful, but you don't normally right. look this glam.
No. I thought you could do more than four pictures.
Sure
so I was going to do one or two.
Sure.
You can only do four. Because like you can do cards on that one. And like I could only do like three of them. I'm like, but I want to add more crap to my front.
I would
thing.
Say the first picture, though, should be like some wig where you look better than maybe you normally do every
right.
day.
Like you got to reel them in.
Yeah, you got to reel them in. Don't catfish them, but reel them in.
Right. Like so if you're a girl, like I don't wear makeup on a day to day basis because I wake up way too early. Like I gave up on trying to do my makeup every day years ago. And even when I hang out with my friends, if we're hanging out at my house.
Yeah, no, sweat, especially in COVID world.
Right, but even before then, like my girlfriend's like, oh, we're going to come over and we're putting on some makeup. And I'm like, just some eyeliner and stuff. I'm like, why?
Yeah, you're coming over to my house.
Like we're just hanging. And like, what? No.
Don't try to impress me. I'm not impressed.
Like if we go out to a restaurant or whatever, sure, I'll put some makeup on. Like I'm not going to go full glam, but just enough.
Yeah.
But COVID world, I don't remember.
What is makeup now?
Exactly. I put mascara on for the first time in a long time, like 2 days ago.
And your eyes were like, what the hell is this?
It's like, oh, God. It's
okay, so
all
what do you
place.
Say about dudes? Because dudes don't wear makeup, so...
If you have a pet, I feel like... I don't know if it's... For me, because I'm not really a pet
bitches
person,
love pets.
But bitches love pets. So
put
if you have a pet,
there.
Put it in there. They're going to love it. It's going to be like... I think when a girl sees a guy with a dog, it's like, okay... You know how to take care of yourself, clearly, because you're taking care of this other animal. So I feel like you can probably take care of yourself. At least that's, even if you're not, that's the vibe you give off. It's like you're responsible for another living thing. So maybe one day you
it's
can
alive.
Take care of a child.
Maybe.
It is very...
I would do a full body for sure.
Yes. One thing that I noticed that's really good for guys to put on their profile, not so much girls, is carry a baby.
I hate that, but yes.
Yes, but girls are going to love it.
Yeah.
Because it's like... Father potential, like especially if you're, I'd say if you're doing Tinder, maybe not. If you're doing more of like an OkCupid or OnlyFish, like where you're actually trying to maybe find a relationship, not just the booty call, then definitely kind of put that out there.
But make sure you say it is your niece or your cousin's child
whatever.
Or your friend's kid or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, who I don't want to date someone who has kids, that if there's no, like, description saying mm-hmm. whose child that is, I'm just going to assume it's yours. And
right.
I'll be like, nope.
No, thank you. Do the guy equivalent to the girl's glammed up look is if you've been in a wedding recently.
Yeah, so
do a
sexy
suit picture. Woo! Especially, I think it's really sexy. Like, take the suit, or if you're going to just happen to like kind of makeshift or take a picture with you in a nice shirt. So nice shirt, tie. If you don't have a suit jacket, like have like the trousers, don't have a suit jacket and then roll your sleeves up to the elbow.
Oh.
There's something, especially if like you have nicer arms, like, or even like it will create a nice illusion of your arm.
It will make it look a little beefier.
It's just something sexy about that. So I think that is the nice, you know, wearing a cocktail dress for a girl, you know.
And then I would say if you have like a hobby, like a passion or like musical trucker, like if you really like, I assume you are a trucker, so driving around trucks or whatever, like take a picture with your truck. Or
if you're looking for, I think, things that girls love, like if you work on cars, take a picture of you like under the hood, all greasy. Or if you like go to a concert, take a picture of you, you know, like,
put
a picture of you at a show. Or like if you like hiking, take a picture of a recent hike you did, you know, all that kind of stuff. Just kind of put it in there. If you like board gaming, a picture of you in your board gaming session. Like,
I wonder what mine would be. Like, what
yours would be, like, in the club, and then just your last one would be like a picture of you the next day, all ratcheted like, up, hungover, drinking a mimosa,
waste, just like a bottle of champagne.
Oh god.
Yeah, you're right, that would be mine.
No, but like I can't do the online dating thing, like, for realsies. Like, yes, I do have these because I was testing them out,
yeah,
partially for research. I'm like, well, worst comes to worst, somebody will recognize me. And that'll get awkward.
Or maybe you'll find someone.
Or maybe I'll find somebody. But
you never know.
But I was kind of disappointed on the Meddle app.
Meddle. Well, hey, I am here to take that over for you and just swipe on guys who I think you would like.
I know my best friend sends me a screenshot of a dude, and she's just like, it's like, you need to swipe right on this guy, because if not, I'm going to swipe right on him and find a way for him to be in like a three-way couple with me and my husband, because I think we both would get along with this dude.
Because he was fine.
He was fine, but like his bio and stuff too, like his job.
So what do you look for in like a bio? Like, do you look for humor? Do you look for serious? Do you look for simple? Do you look for detailed?
A little bit of both, because I feel like when you put
too much. Vicky wants it all.
Yes. So I feel like there is a such thing as too much, because I'm not going to read all that.
Yeah, no. Same.
Also, if you only put one line in, that pisses me off. Like, it's just, it's like, I can't, what? Like, I don't, what are you
what
doing
if it's
here?
Like,
it just makes me feel like you're lazy, that you're not really putting much effort into this.
What
like,
if it's
you don't
just
care.
Like, I like to have a good time.
Oh my God, that is the dumbest. Like, most,
I think that's what my Instagram says. Literally, like, I'm here, like, and I like to have a good...
Okay, tell me. I want to meet somebody who will full out just say, I don't like having a good time. That's for losers. Like, who the hell doesn't like having a good time?
Yeah, well...
Be a little more descriptive.
But being like, dude, I like to have a good time. It's like, okay, like, you like to have fun.
But so your idea of a good time and my idea of a good time are very different.
Yeah.
Because your idea of a good time was like pre-COVID, PC.
PC.
Pre-COVID would be like going out to the bars, clubs, dancing. For me, a good time would be like, hey, let's gather around, have a few drinks at my house, go to like a smaller bar or restaurant and like actually have like...
Damn, this bitch got really heated off my damn. I like to have a good time. Okay,
like, do you realize how like that's so vague?
Well, yeah, like, it's very vague.
Give me a little taste of something else. Like,
so do you say, like,
I like to have a good time.
I like to read comics. I like to watch movies. I like Netflix and chilling. I like to wear pajamas.
For yours, you could say something like, I like to have a good time out. Or I like having a good time in nature. Or I like having a good time at home. Like, I'm more of a homebody. Like, it's...
So that'd be, like, better for you.
Yeah, like, just to spice it up. Right now, you're just giving me boring chicken. Give me, some salt and pepper, okay?
Okay, so what does yours say? Read your Tinder profile or your Meddle.
Meddle? I don't think I wrote one yet. That's how... let's see. I deleted Meddle from my phone. It's on my tablet.
Ay, ay, ay.
From the Kippo one. What did I write?
Like, do you, like... Well, I love to travel abroad, and my favorite... place to go was France and eat hors d'oeuvres in the street.
Well, or like, so the problem with the Kippo one, the video gamer one, so you have to put in your favorite games.
Okay.
So you pick those out, and then this, you can build what they call your deck. So the stuff that you want people to know about you.
Oh my gosh.
Right, that's how nerdy this one is. So like, hey, what's your love language? And so you can like fill out your love language thing. What's this or that? So it's like for Pokemon. So if you're a Pokemon person, it's like, would you rather have a Bulbasaur, Charmander, or Squirtle? And so you pick. So people
are
like, oh.
Those are fun. Okay, that's fun. That's like kind of like a game.
Yeah, it is. And so there's one like where like it asks you a question, you fill it out. So,
yeah, that's like on Hinge, I think, too.
So this question is like, what are some cheat codes you have found in the game of life? And that was the question it gave me. So,
I hate that question. That's so stupid.
Well, I wrote, if you feel awkward or shy around new people, pretend you're a talk show host on your favorite show and ask them fun random questions to break the ice. Because honestly,
I hate that. Oh my God.
That's exactly what I do when people are super like uncomfortable.
It's so awkward. You're like, let's get to know each other, guys. If you were to have $1 million right now, what would you do with it? And everyone's like, oh God, what are we in school?
Well, it's more, I try to be more not school vibey.
That's very school vibey. That is the
So when I ask questions, like when I meet, for example, I've like met my friend's friends. I'm like, I don't know these people. They're very different from me. So it's like, oh, What are you doing with your career? What would you like? And then when they're like, oh, I'm a teacher. It's like, oh, well, like what would your dream job be in the sense of like, do you want to be a principal? Like I try to kind of play it off that.
I hate that. It's like
you hate people getting to like know
either,
each other.
It's like either school vibes or like interview vibes. I'd be like, I don't know. I'm a mother effing teacher. Like,
I feel like
I want to teach at this one school in the city. I don't know.
I feel like more people, like we do not count as adults because everyone else I've talked to has a better idea of what they kind of want.
I just like that. It's just we're to me, so it's like very like small talk. And it's like, I'm like, I don't
well, like, what do you do? Like, how do you escape from? Okay. So if you don't want to do small talk in general, like could be for like dating, meeting new people, whatever. Like we don't want to have small talk. So you and I don't have small talk because we know each other, but you just meet somebody. What the do you say?
Well, now we don't meet anyone.
Okay, before PC, before pre-COVID.
I'm trying to think, like, what my friend, I mean, like, at the bar or something. I don't know. It's not like, I mean, that's like a very datey question. That's like if you're on a first date. Like, oh, wow, you're a teacher. Well, where do you see yourself in 5? Like, that right. To me, that's like, but like, if I was like at a party, mm-hmm. I'd be like, what? Let's just like take some shots. Like, why the hell are we like, why
we're not 21 anymore, Sarah? So my thing is too, like,
I have friends that are in their 30s who are still like this. So have you met our coworkers? Joey's 31. Danny's 35. I don't even know how old.
Like we can still have. Oh, he's going to be mad when he finds out you called him 35.
30. I really have no idea. 33?
I want to say he's 33.
Anyway, we all don't know. He doesn't care. He probably doesn't even know.
I half the time don't know how old I am. The one thing I realize, it's a nervous anxiety tick, is that if no one's talking, I get real anxious.
You get really anxious, even if it's just like silence in the car.
Right.
You hate it.
I absolutely hate it. So I'm working on it. But the first step I'm working on for me is that I would always like just my default setting would be to talk about myself. And I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want it to just be about myself. So I'm like, okay, well, try to learn not to just do that. So that's my first step in my head. So I'm trying to be more inclusive. Like, because I don't want it to seem like it's all about me or, you know, I'm going to one-up you.
But it's also like sometimes there's silences. And yes, they can be very, very awkward. But sometimes forcing a conversation mm-hmm. is even more awkward.
Yes. So I'm also finding out, like, if I feel like they're not wanting to talk, if they're not reciprocating, mm-hmm. then that's kind of where I shut it down. But just in conversations in general, like when you meet people, you're in a group and people are talking and nobody, like, there's that awkward, like, I don't know what to say. I'm so shy. Somebody's shy. So you're like, okay, let me try to help.
I think it's good that you do try mm-hmm. to engage everyone and, like, if they are really shy mm-hmm. or painfully awkward and whatnot.
I feel like there's a lot of us that are really awkward and shy.
I just think sometimes, like, sometimes you just got to rock that silence and be like, I just can't.
So I have a thing, like, where, like, funny enough, I enjoy silence. Like, there's times, and I feel really bad about this, like, when I'm hanging out with my dad after work, like, for, like, an hour, I'm like, I don't really want to talk. I don't want to do anything. And I just want to, like, play a dumb game on my phone because I have a lot of those stupid, you know, matchy games. And like, I just want to focus on this. But I have that, there's that stigma that if you're on your phone, you're being rude.
Yeah, like, that's true.
And so it's just like,
well, does your dad know? Like, you're around it's your dad. Like,
it's my dad. And so I feel
but
bad.
But have like, you do tell him, like, hey, like, I'm going to be here, but if you actually want to have a conversation, like, get my attention. If not, I'm going to do my game.
It's usually like, if I want to kind of go off, I'll go off into another room. But if we're in like the car, for example, and I can just feel myself exhausted.
Oh,
like,
I do
conversation.
If I go on my phone in the car with mm-hmm. my dad, in the car with my boyfriend, mm-hmm. that's the fastest way to like get their attention to like talk to me or something because they hate it because it is rude.
It is. That's that one thing. It's like I just want my alone time.
Yeah, that's why I feel like it's fine. Is if you like tell the person like, hey, like I'm gonna be over here and I'm here, but I'm going to be focused on something else. But is that okay?
Do you know what I mean, though? Like, in the sense of, like, hey, there's a silence. Like, let the silence be silence. Okay. And I'm like, I'm going to just let the silence be silence. I'm going to do my own thing real quick. Whether, like, and some people might read, some people might, you know, watch TV, whatever it is.
Well, if I was, like, hanging out with, like, people and we were in a group setting and then it was just silence, so someone just, like, pulled out a book and started reading, I would be like, what the hell is happening?
Like, I enjoy people's company. Sometimes, like, you know, just be hanging out. Like, I'm assuming, like, you know, with your boyfriend and stuff, sometimes you're just kind of enjoying, you know, not necessarily doing stuff together, but being in the same room as them. Whether...
Yes, but I will say he is a non-social media person. Mm-hmm. And so he has no social media. So mm-hmm. he's rarely on his phone. Mm-hmm. And if he is, like, if he's... because he has school online or whatever, right. He'll like look at me and be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I just, and I was like, dude, it's all good. Like, you know? So I really try to be aware that, like, if we're together in the same room watching something, like, let's be right. together in the same room watching something.
But that's in something that you guys are doing together. Like, let's say there was no TV and you're just sitting there, like, you know, just kind of like, or in the car or whatever. I don't know. For me, it's like, if we're just enjoying silence, like, I'm going to enjoy it my way. It's like, if we're not engaging,
I think, I don't know why, but I think the phone, it's, I think you should just let someone know, especially nowadays when the right. phone is such a, like, a rude thing to do. Mm-hmm. Like, don't pull out your phone on a first date. Don't whatever on a first, like, right. And, like, I would just be like, hey, like, are you cool? Like, I'm just going to go surf the web for a little bit. I'm going to play a game. Cause when I go out to dinner with my friends and they're playing a game on their phone or they're on social, like, I think right. it's really rude.
See, I think that's different though. You're out to eat. You're out to be together.
But even if we're all, like, yeah. silent or, like, well, half the other people on their phone, I'm like,
see, that's awkward. Like, I'm picturing, let's say you all put your phone in a basket and you guys are quiet. Do you guys, what do you do?
Some people are just quiet. No,
I know, but, like, let's say, like, there's that silence. Cause I went to, the best example I have is I went to a friend of a friend's birthday party, like, last year.
Okay.
And so I've hung out with this group. Like, they're not my main group of people to, like, my main friends.
Yeah.
But they're my best friend's friends. And when we all hang out together, it's always a lot of fun. Like, we always, you know, whether it's going out to eat or going to party or, like, whatever in the past or just barbecuing, it's a good time with these people. But, I mean, I'm not super close to any of them except my best friend and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all just sitting there after dinner and no one's saying anything.
Oh, dude, let me tell you. This whole the whole COVID who's brought the Zooms mm-hmm. out, I used to be on the calls and there was eight of us maybe mm-hmm. and if it wasn't for me or my other friend Sabrina, I'm like, do y'all motherfuckers just sit in silence? Oh my god, I'm so sorry. No, I swear
fine.
I didn't
you're
even
fine. You're fine, you're fine, you're fine.
Do you guys just sit in silence if we're not here? Like, because they all, like, kind of don't say a lot really at all. Like, they just, you know, they'll add something here or there. Two of them will maybe say three sentences the entire time. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm like, do you guys just sit here? And, like, it's so right. weird to me. So they, like, a few of them who don't really talk that much always go out to eat and, like, they'll, and I'm always like, what? How, what are all that is? Because I feel like I'm a talkative person and I talk about everything mm-hmm. and blah, blah, blah. So, like, I'll just, you know, so I feel like I am the one. I don't mean to, but that's just kind of like people have mm-hmm. bigger personalities and it's not bad. It's not good. But I'm always like, I wonder if they just, like, chill sometimes
yeah.
or, like, and I really, really think they do just chill.
That's so weird to me. Like, I wish I could do that because it freaks me out when people just are quiet, because then I start looking at their faces and I'm like, they look bored. And then I start getting in my head about it. Like, for example, in this group of people that I'm like, I know, but I'm not close to. Like, what if they're like this because I'm here and they don't want to be like they normally are? They don't want to be, they're not comfortable because I'm here. They can't be themselves.
Oh, really?
So my brain goes there and I'm like, like, let me make it comfortable. Let me just try to make it not awkward. And so, so funny enough, I started doing that thing. Like, hey, you know, guys, like, if you guys, you know, it's kind of cold, you know, it's, I think it was like November of last year, maybe. It's like, it's kind of cold out. Like, do you guys like the cold? I'm like, yeah, no, I kind of miss summertime. And so it kind of gets people to start kind of going and you start learning about people. And it's like, oh, okay, like, you love, like, have you been to Hawaii? I've never been. What's it like? Or would you prefer Hawaii over, like, California? So it does feel like an interview in my head and my part.
It feels like an interview to me, too, if I was being asked that.
Like, okay, let's just, and it kind of get going. And then it kind of led to weird conversations like, hey, you know, if you could have any superpower kind of a thing. And then I stopped because I'm like, I'm making it weird. Vicky, knock it off. And then I stopped. And, like, a few, like, maybe a minute later, you know, half a minute later, like the guy whose birthday it was, he's like, hey, Vicky, do you have any other questions for us? Like he genuinely, like they were enjoying it. Like he was just like, no, we like, I'm like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, no. Like what other, like, and so I started looking him up, like funny would you rathers and stuff.
Yeah.
And it actually was a success. And I was freaking out. I'm like, I made it weird. I made it worse. I'm uncomfortable. I'm awkward. I am a garbage human being. I need to talk to my therapist.
I mean, I like love games. So when anyone's like, I mean, well, that's also a whole other thing too, because some people hate games, and my boyfriend hates the kind of games I like and I don't
party
like,
games.
Yes, see, hates them.
I love them,
and I love them too. And so, like, I feel like that's like a different. Like, I'm always when I throw a party, or usually when I go to a party, I will make sure to bring either a deck of cards or ping pong balls, because that is always like, yes, my 21-year-old self, like an icebreaker. Like, what do you do at a party? What do you, oh my God, let's play a drinking game. Like,
oh, I have one that I need to let you borrow. It's called Get Buzzed.
Get Buzzed. But it's like cards and stuff. Like, is it like Cards Against Humanity type of stuff?
Not really. It's a legit drinking game. So it's like, you pull a card. It's like, whoever, you know, lost the virginity in high school, take a drink. You know, the rest of you losers, you know, take two drinks or something. Like, it's really dorky, silly, and you get real drunk.
Yeah, like, I like that. Like, I get the whole, like, it's all, like, what if, let's play a game. But, like,
there's no points or anything involved.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, like, a difference between, like, that being, like, oh, shoot, yeah, let's play a game, to, like, so do you like Hawaii or Mexico? You know what I mean? Like, to me, that's just, like,
but, like, I like the, like, Get Buzzed, for example, that type of game, because you do get to know about each other.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a story involved. I'm like, what? You lost your virginity in high school? How was that? I'm like, yeah, well, I lost my virginity on the bleachers. Like,
It's kind of like Five Fingers and King's Cup. Like, never have I ever. And then everybody else has to drink. And you're like, what? You did that?
Ooh. So I like that kind of thing, too. And so,
yeah, I love that kind of thing. And that kind of like loosens everyone up.
Yes.
And everyone, hopefully, if they don't have a stick up their booty, like, wants to play. And so it kind of makes everyone, rather than like a conversation where it's just like one person being like, well, what would you do if you had, you know, whatever.
But like, it's better than me, I feel like, talking about myself to like people that like they all know each other. And it's like they didn't ask me about me. So that feels weird. So let me just ask them about them. And that maybe.
I know, but that's weird, too, because for me, I'm like, I don't really know if I'd want to talk about myself. Right, like you don't want to talk about yourself, but like, then I don't think I want people asking me questions about myself. Like
my thing is, like I try to gauge them. If they seem really reluctant to answer questions or shy about it, then I'm like, okay, I'm not asking you.
You're like, well, let me tell you about myself. Then
it's like, okay, well, you're not into this. How about you over here, sir? Yeah. For $1 million, answer this question.
What would you do if you had that much money, sir?
Oh, and by the way, you do not. You're not winning.
Yeah.
Okay, but I want to hear from the people out there. Like, I'm not saying, like, pick who's the weird one, Sarah or me. Like, if you are a person who enjoys silence, like, when you're out with people, whether you're out and about at a bar or restaurant or at home hanging out with the homies quietly, how is that for you? What's the vibe?
Yeah.
How do you know when to start talking?
Yeah. Or, like, is it just, like, are you relaxed and you're just knowing with your friends, but, like, there doesn't need to be anything said, just, you know, conversations and beers. And like, I feel like we're probably more talkative than most people.
You and me? I mean, it's not like it's our job or anything.
Especially all the guys listening. I feel like guys are a little more
on the quieter side. But like, even with like the phone situation, like my best friend and I will be, we'll come over, watch movies, and then we'll both just get on our phone. Like, we know ahead of time, like, we've known this. Like, if this isn't anything rude. Like,
that's like all my friends.
Yeah, but like, that's like you, her and I, like, that is our, like, our okay thing. Like,
so
but
when
if
you
we're
dated
having
a guy, would he be okay with you being on the phone all the time?
I haven't dated a guy in so long, sir. I don't remember.
Well, because I'm always like shocked that it bothers my guy so much.
But he's so like atypical for our age group. Like almost everybody in our age group has a media page. At like even if they don't check it often, they still are, I feel like, on their phone a little bit more often than what your boyfriend would be. So
yeah,
I think he's atypical.
It's just weird because it's even if I didn't have social media and I was like still on my phone, like texting someone, I think he would still be like, why aren't you paying attention?
Right.
To me or to the show, but to me, really. You know?
Yeah. And I'm like, for me, it's like, I just want to play the little fishy game.
Yeah.
I legit, like, it's like, I'm not being cute. I legit have been really playing the little fishdom. I got the little fishy game, and I got to feed my fishies.
Oh my gosh. It's like those little Neopets do we have?
It's kind of like that. So you have your little fish tank, and it's a matchy game, like where you're trying to switch the seashells and stuff, and then you get coins, and then you can buy them nice things for their fish tanks.
I cannot. We're not 21 anymore, Vicky. We're not 17 anymore, Vicky.
No. No, I'm basically 54 is what I'm saying. Because my mom loves these games too.
Oh, my goodness.
I have to send people lives. That's not true. it's just for me. But we want to kind of hear your guys' thoughts on
Let
this.
Let us know, because I would love to get into the mind of someone who is on the quieter side.
Yeah. And even like on the talkative side, like if you are like us, like what do you find your like that you have to step back? Do you do the quote unquote interview vibe?
Yeah. Or do you feel like you have to
maintain the conversation?
Bring even more to the table. Exactly. Because honestly, for that whole Zoom thing, like it was exhausting.
Because
I'm like, I'm not just trying to sit here and stare at you guys.
You feel like you're performing.
Yes. And I'm like, come on, anybody else contributing? Anyone else there? I know you guys are all there because I can see you.
Right.
Hello.
Yes. So we want to hear from you guys
because
we are exhausted.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.